All right, y'all, what did we learn this week?
Oh, man, you know what I figured out? That if I didn't have kids, I'd have probably done porn.
How so?
Because once I had kids, I didn't want to do porn because I didn't want my kids to be like, my dad do porn. But if I didn't have no kids, then it'd be like, my dad did porn before I was born. See, it's the whole Kardashian shit. I can't do it after the fact. Like, you know what I mean? You know, it's just, you know, I just realized that. But if I didn't, I'd have been a fucking cruise ship boy. I would have done all kind of wild shit in my life if I didn't have kids. Okay. To start off when I was young.
I wasn't expecting that. Where did that even come from, dude?
It's just something I learned.
Oh. I was like, we didn't discuss that shit at all, not at the before show, the after show?
Yeah, I was holding on to that.
I guess. I learned, man, I really miss it. I learned about myself that I really get physically sick when we don't have a show.
No, the week was wild.
Yeah.
No, it was really weird not having anything on a Tuesday and on a Friday. It was, I didn't know what to do, kind of. I was like, what the fuck?
I feel like I'm missing a part of my day when I don't get the show.
And you know, here's what's weird. I've noticed that more recently in the Slack room, because we're all kind of family, it's not so much about the show talk anymore. Like, you know, when we first started Slack, all we really talked about was the show.
Topics and stuff, yeah.
We were just a continuation of the show.
Right.
But now it's like
family shit,
regular shit, right?
Regular shit. Niggas is talking about their lives and shit.
So for some reason I didn't recognize that, because I was looking in the Slack like, man, nobody's even complaining about the show. But then I thought about
it. Like someone yesterday, he posted pictures of their boo, bought him some presents.
Right.
You know, just came home with some nighty shit and some good husband type shit.
Yeah, Smooth didn't see that probably.
No. Why would he? This was in the Slack room.
Oh, right.
And that's like, hey, you know, I want to share something great going on with me. You know, this is what's going on in my life.
I don't think that would have ever happened if things had gone the other way.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
And it's been like, I got disappointed again.
I'm going to tell you, I've been in those near-death experiences where you fucking like, afterwards you go, fuck. I don't. That is a funny picture. You go, fuck. How close was I to death? You know what I mean?
I don't think she realizes.
No, she. Are you kidding me?
No way.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think she gets it.
Nah, you're tripping.
No.
She cherishes that other man. Like, holy the fuck, fuck.
Nah, I don't think she understands.
Are you kidding me?
No way.
After she see, no, man, bro. This is the thing. I think when she was in the forest, she couldn't see the trees.
Right.
Got out the forest and it was like, God damn, I was in that forest?
Right.
Like, that was a fucking petrified fucking.
I don't think she knows how bad the forest was.
No, she definitely.
It was like Australia.
She can see it from fucking satellite, from space, on fire. Like,
hundreds
damn.
Hundreds of millions of species died forever.
And it's a fucking. Satellites are like, damn, that shit's glowing out here. Like, it's got its own weather system now.
Yeah.
That's what she saw. Because I'm telling you,
she between didn't even feel the wind from the bullet.
From the shit that I'm telling you, bro, I'm telling you. Born again.
No idea.
Born again.
Happy now, yes, but I don't think.
Born again. Like, bucket list. Like when fucking Jack Nicholson fucking had cancer and then he fucking didn't.
Right.
And he fucking, but he was so happy. Like he lived his life. He had changed his whole being.
Right.
He was a cantankerous old man before this. But after this life altering experience, he valued every fucking minute. I know she does.
Okay.
I know she does.
What else we learn?
What else did we learn? Black Wall Street's fucking not ever going to happen again.
Sadly, no, I don't think Black Wall Street will ever
not
happen.
Not ever.
Again.
Not ever.
Not in America.
Not in Africa.
Not in America. Maybe in Africa.
Maybe in Africa.
Yeah, maybe
in Africa.
Not in America.
Not in America, no. We don't have the right mentality.
Yeah.
As Black Americans.
Yeah.
And I don't think we ever can get past some shit.
Who knows? But swinging is not necessarily worse than sister wives. That's what we learned.
And cuckold is not glorified cuckolding.
What's not glorified cuckolding?
Swinging.
Yeah, they're not related.
There's kind of cousins.
I think J-Mac learned how to use the word lost leader.
Well, hold on. Can we finish this part, though?
Okay.
Yeah, they're cousins.
Right.
Cuckold and swinging are cousins.
No, they're not.
I ain't saying they're first cousins, B, but they're cousins, man.
You can be in a swinger environment and get cuckolded, yes, but I don't think they're the same.
You can allow somebody else to stick your dick in your wife while you stick your dick in his wife, but that's still a level of cuckolding.
It's not. Because cuckolding would be only if you were not participating.
So you, what if you don't look? So is that what you're telling me? You don't have to look?
No, if you're getting some pussy too, that's not cuckold.
It, I didn't say it was. It's cousin though.
No, it's not the same. If I'm fucking your wife, you're fucking my wife. We just equal, my nigga.
I didn't say you weren't equal. But the, someone's fucking your wife, just like in a cuckold.
I'm fucking somebody's wife.
Just like in a cuckold.
No.
Cuckold, someone's fucking your wife.
Yeah, but it's
swinging,
not.
Swinging, someone's fucking your wife.
No, but it's a
cousins.
Trade.
Cousins.
Trade.
I'm not saying sisters.
Nigga, if you drank my soda, but you allowed me to drink your soda, we good, my nigga.
I ain't saying that, but at the same time.
Unless you got like a Faygo or some shit, some old cheap ass big K cola, you know what I'm saying? I gave you like a real deal Dr. Pepper.
All the fuck, you remember the names that used to be like fucking RC?
Dr. Thunder?
No, real, like RC was like a name brand cola.
Oh yeah, RC is still out, I think, isn't it?
But no, RC is not real. That's not name brand shit
yes,
no
it
more.
Is.
That's not, but that's not name brand. That's like
it
the
was
cheap
name
shit.
Brand. It
I
wasn't
know, but
cheap.
That's the RC is the same shit that you can get a dollar. Of all that other shit, the hi-fi and all that other
no,
fucking purple
I'm
talking, fi.
You're talking about like generic grocery store soda?
No,
like
I'm talking
Dr.
about
Thunder?
The I'm talking
Royal
about names.
Royal Crown was actually a company.
Right. RC Cola
yeah.
was like a name brand.
Right.
Now it's not.
There was a time when RC was the
right.
one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's not the same as Dr. Thunder.
No, or Mr. Pibb.
No, Mr. Pibb is a real brand. It's a Coke brand.
My nigga, what you got going on over there?
I don't know if I got a fucking allergic reaction or something, nigga. I'm like, shit, I'm itching under the skin, nigga. I'm like, what the fuck wrong with me? Hope I ain't dying.
Yeah, you,
I
you might get you, shingles, you are dying. You know? You're dying.
Every day.
You might get adult, you might have adult herpes.
You know? I ain't got no motherfucking adult herpes. I saw that dumbass shit, King Kunta left talking about just move on that long. Nigga, get my name out your mouth, nigga. And motherfucker Ted. See, this is the type of bullshit. This is why I don't fucking be in the Slack. I'm learning that niggas be still talking about me, and I don't be in that motherfucker, and I think they be talking about me on purpose. See,
they
King,
do.
Don't
no
start
one likes
that
you.
Shit.
No one likes
yeah,
you.
Yeah, nobody likes you.
I guess it's because of the way I started.
How does that
out,
make
though.
You feel, though?
I don't give a fuck. Fuck these.
Come on.
Fuck these hoes in the Slack.
You
everybody
cry.
Won't
you're
like me.
All about attention, man.
You can cry.
You're telling
fuck
me you don't care
shit.
At all.
Fuck that shit, man. Come I ain't even worried about it. And for a nigga. What's that shit. Nigga named King Kunta? Nigga, that pocket square from KNG, nigga. You should throw that shit away in that picture, yeah.
Why?
This shit was ugly as fuck. That nigga, that pocket square. And it, you know, all he had to do was just stick it in the pocket. It don't take no sense of motherfucker. It looked like that piece of, that pocket square come with
why,
a piece of cardboard.
Why
on.
Are you hating on his pocket square? Honestly.
Hey, that's some bullshit.
What I learned is
and
that.
And that painting it, the
no,
paintings.
Nigga.
Who painted them paintings?
What I learned is that.
The water painting.
There's a whole new world of sexual gifts out there.
What?
I was into videos only. I didn't know sexual gifts could be so satisfying. I thought I needed more
you're
than
not, you're going to have to be more specific because you're saying gifts. It's not like you're saying G-I-F-T-S.
Gifts.
Gifts. Nigga
yeah,
got
gifts.
A lisp.
Gifts.
A gif, yeah.
Like for text.
What about it?
In text.
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that sexual gifts were a thing. I didn't know that world. And now I do. And
can you share with the listener how they can go out and look for them?
Well, I've been rocking mine. See, because I'm not one of those motherfuckers that are not willing to share. Each one reach one is how I feel about the motherfucking shit. And so, yeah.
Was that pointed?
Yeah, it was.
Ew.
As someone who didn't want to fucking share sources.
Ooh, call it out, nigga.
Fucking your wife, dude.
What
kid.
About?
She didn't want, she got all the motherfucking hot fucking sexual gifts and didn't want to tell nobody where she was getting the motherfuckers from. She just wanted to drop them in the boom boom room.
So did you figure out where she got them?
I found my own. I don't okay. know if it's the same place, but sex.com.
Are they as good?
I got some good ones in there.
Okay. Well, then you good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm lit now, so I'm ready.
That's not where she gets hers from.
Nah,
so yours probably aren't as good.
She tried to say that, talking about I'm not up on her level, but. This motherfucker right there?
No, that's not as good. That's
what?
Yeah, what my wife does is she picks very sensual ones to make you feel like, oh, shit. That right there is just gross.
No, that's not gross.
Yeah, that's over the top. Just see, the thing is that—
Throat slobber is never— You can never have enough throat slobber.
Both people do not look like they're enjoying that. The one she shows, both people are enjoying it.
No, that she looks like she's—
No, she doesn't. That's too much dick in her throat.
No,
that's not enjoyed.
There's one gift that had an x-ray where the nigga stuck his dick down her throat and it made it seem like you could see it all the way in her throat even though it wasn't real.
See what I'm saying? Like you're not, a monster. That's not enjoyable for both parties. You cannot. Oh, so you're saying
I'm
just like guts, you can move throat esophaguses around too?
If you go
Come
slow
on,
enough, everything.
On,
bro, if you just do gradual enough pressure, you could fucking...
Have you ever had a
piece can move a mountain.
Have you ever had a piece of chicken that was too big, you bit off too much and didn't chew enough times?
No.
You try to swallow that shit? This one, you never done that?
Hey, but real talk though, this is what I did learn too.
Hold on, wait a minute. Well, you niggas have never chewed something and didn't chew it enough times and it was too big when you tried to swallow it.
I didn't know what the fuck you're talking about. I thought you were talking about the end of a fucking chicken bone or something.
I've eaten something, I swallowed something too soon and it was hot, like oatmeal or some shit like that, and it burned your motherfucking chest.
In your life, in 40 plus years, you've never tried to swallow something that you didn't chew enough and it was too big.
Yes.
You're saying you never
ate some fish and swallowed a bone.
What I did learn.
It hurts like fuck though, right?
Yeah.
Fuck don't hurt.
Yeah, it hurt. But check this out though. The other day,
you swallow nut?
No, my ass. Uh-huh. Like I took a shit, and when I got up, it didn't hurt. I was amazed.
So you could probably take a big dick.
It was huge.
So you're saying you could probably if you had to.
I could shit a big dick.
If you had to.
If I had to shit a big dick out.
No, I mean, if it's not that bad.
If you ain't taking it, it's you shitting it out. It had to go in. So for you to shit it out, it had to go in somewhere.
Is that how boo-boo works?
That's not
no,
how
you
it
said
works.
Shit. He said, I shit a big dick out. But I said, for a big dick to come out, it had to go in.
Right, but I think he was trying to make another point.
Yeah, but
it was, he can't, he's basically saying.
He said he ain't taking dick, but he'll shit a dick out.
No, he was saying that he could, something could come out of him that big, but not nothing could come in, go him that big. What I'm saying though is that.
He ain't said it.
He said, hey, come on, Jay, this fool, get excited.
He ain't said that.
Get excited. That's what he said. The fact that I'm talking about my asshole, you see the look on his face?
I see it, but
this nigga is geeked up.
This is what we learned, nigga. This ain't a new show.
Here's my argument.
You're right.
Here's my argument. Is that your asshole can get that big ever. Jay Smooth, see, he tried to play it the wrong way.
Right.
Your asshole can get that big ever. I don't care if it's going in or out.
I don't think so.
It's that big. The circumference of your ass ring is that big ever. That means that if you had to.
Take a dick.
Bullet to the head. I mean, gun to the head, pistol to the head. You could knock that down.
Well, I mean, anything could fucking bullet to the head. I mean, you could make a go anywhere.
You see, you're not dying with your manhood, nigga?
No, I'm just saying that you could make it fit.
No, what are you saying? You're not dying
with
your manhood?
Like, if I was more of a dickhead, I could probably had anal sex.
You could have had it on you?
No, with the women that was like, oh, that's a little hurty. That's maybe too much. If I was a dickhead,
right,
I could have just crammed that motherfucker in there. I'd have made it work.
I'm asking you another specific question.
What that is?
You're gonna die as a man, or are you going to get fucked?
Bullet to the head?
Yeah. Jason, if you dying as a man, are you getting fucked?
Bullet to the head? I don't know, man. You know what I mean? Can I fight back? Or am I strapped down? Like, what are my odds? Like, because if I can't move.
You don't get to choose.
Yeah, I mean, but
so
like,
you got a gun to your head, nigga.
I mean, I could rather just die, honestly.
Okay. Smooth.
Yeah, that's not.
My mind don't work right.
Hold on, what?
Nigga, I'm going to die trying. I'm going out fighting, nigga. I'm
so you going to get fight. A dick? You're fighting a dick?
Hey, look, that nigga going to have to take it cold, nigga.
All I know is that I would probably, if something happened like that, I would turn into something that was bad. Like, I would internalize that pain, and I would unleash it on the world.
After you got
That's
fucked.
What happened to Tyson.
Yeah. So you would get fucked, and then later you'd pay the world back?
Like Mike Tyson, like, yeah, I'd fucking
but
bite
you get fucked there. First.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I'd have to die I'm saving everybody else.
Technically, it did happen already. It's just it was a piece of shit and it was coming out.
No.
It could be the other way.
Nah.
And attached to a guy. Anyway, what else did we learn?
We learned anything about the weather and shit with the tsunami?
Don't chase it out.
Because J-Mac said you chase the motherfucker out and just stay there, nigga.
That's what Bianca said. Oh, yeah. Fucking dive underneath the pillow, like underneath the fucking foam, and you're good to go.
Just dip down under it. Nah, nigga, that's not gonna.
You're 100 feet out.
You're gonna be well out to sea, goddamn.
You're in the middle of now. You got fucking sharks and shit around.
It's like when you at the beach, and you see they can tell you can only swim so far.
Would you rather ride the wave in or let the wave hit you in your head? I'd rather ride that bitch.
I'd rather bitch. That shit probably fun as fuck.
Until you hit something, nigga, that don't move.
Yeah, you know, that's how most people die in tsunamis. They don't die from the drowning. They get thrown into stuff, and stuff gets thrown into them.
But if you ride the wave, I mean, that's a long, I'm thinking of the beachfront, and that's a long-ass shit that you might
that
not hit.
That beachfront stops, and then it fucking turns into buildings.
Yeah, and that
fucking
building don't really move. The water goes by it. And you
but everywhere I stay, goddamn, the building be way the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? That's tsunami.
Beachfront?
Yeah,
you never been on a beach.
Do you know how much pressure and weight, how far a wave of a tsunami comes inland?
So, like, if where we stayed at,
miles.
Like, we were, right, like, so where we were at when we were in fucking South Beach, if a tsunami hit South Beach, we'd have been fucked.
Fucked.
But them hotels still sit a little bit back, but it ain't miles,
two
like you
streets,
say. It's
nigga,
like,
it's not going to stop the fucking shit.
This will be blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks of flood. Where water is taller than three people standing up on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I guess that's it, yo. All
right.
We'll catch y'all next week.